King's meltdown yesterday prior to a meeting with Pelosi and Schumer to discuss the way forward on infrastructure, what the Prez had promised a couple trillion for, but probably figured out he had no way to fund without raising taxes. Pelosi suggested we give Trump an intervention. That's apparently DC speak for a timeout. Go to your room if you're going to act like a spoiled brat. I guess an intervention is halfway to an impeachment, or no supper. Mama said there'd be days like this. Of course, Trump's mama didn't. He's the bully who hits back harder than he got, a big guy in a boardroom of yes men and sons-in-laws and kids dumber than a box of one-color crayons. Sure, they were afraid of him. One minute raging, the next minute lost in a TV program. But are you going to criticize Daddy when you know he'll make you rich? Pelosi maybe has a point. Actually, her point is the end of a sharp stick. She's figured out how to rile a little fella. Make fun of the pathetic boy without seeming mean-spirited. Just concerned he might be, a little overworked, a little out of his league. It must be tough running a country with so little talent and unwilling to hire decent help. Wouldn't hurt to take a break, play some extra days of golf down at Mar-a-Lago, have some laughs with Rudy Giuliani, forget about the subpoenas and lawsuits and investigations for a while. Watch a little more Fox and Friends, maybe redecorate Trump Tower. Unwind a bit. He seems ragged as a muskrat with a leg in a trap, all teeth and spit, fang and blood. But not going anywhere anytime soon. Take a break, Don. Do all of us a world of good. Pelosi says she's praying for him. Praying for the country. Nice touch, ma'am. Let the evangelicals feel your pain for him. For the U.S. of A. For all of us. Obviously, they're not praying too hard, except for the lives of the unborn. Nancy can pray for them, too. Me, I'm praying for that time out. A real long one.